Friday, July 25th, 2008. Smoke-free games, just a pipe dream. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao has declared the Olympic Games will be smoke-free and the municipal government has implemented a ban on smoking in public places, but that doesn't seem to discourage China's 350 million smokers. A smartly dressed man carried a lighted cigarette into the elevator of an upscale apartment building in Beijing one recent morning, and something remarkable happened. A fellow passenger, a middle-aged woman with a pet Maltese tethered to her wrist, waved a hand in front of her face and produced a series of mannered coughs that had the desired effect. The man stepped on the cigarette and muttered an apology. In a country where one in four people smoke, and where doctors light up in hospital hallways and health ministers puff away during meetings, it was a telling sign that a decade of half-hearted public campaigns against tobacco might finally be gaining traction. In May, the municipal government banned cigarettes in schools, railway stations, office buildings, and other public places. Chinese athletes are no longer permitted to accept tobacco company sponsorships. Cigarette advertising on billboards will be restricted during the Olympics. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao has declared that the games will be smoke-free. Despite the new laws and proclamations, the impact might elude non-smoking visitors who arrive in the capital next month. Most restaurants remained shrouded in smoke. The air in clubs and bars can be asphyxiating, and a year-old prohibition against lighting up in Beijing taxis has had little effect. If I point to the no-smoking sign, the passenger will just laugh and keep smoking, said Hu Guo, a cab driver who does not smoke. Government officials said that 100,000 inspectors have been dispatched to ticket smoking scoff laws, but the $1.4 fine offers little deterrence, especially to the nouveau rich entrepreneurs who proudly brandish the gold-filtered Zhonghua brand, which sells for $10 a pack. Li Baojun, the manager of a popular restaurant on Ghost Street, explained why he did not dare tell patrons to stop chain smoking during meals. "My customers would rather starve than not smoke, and I would go out of business," he said, as a thick pall hung over the diners. In China, you cannot drink, eat, and socialize without a cigarette. About 350 million of China's 1.3 billion people are regular smokers, more than the entire population of the U.S., and even though 1.2 2 million die each year from smoking-related causes, there is a widespread belief that cigarettes hold some health benefits. A cigarette in the morning is energizing. Many smokers will declare, and even when confronted with scientific reason, they will cite Deng Xiaoping, an inveterate smoker who lived to 92, and Mao Zedong, who lived to 82. Healthcare workers are not exactly the best role models. More than half of all Chinese medical professionals smoke, and a 2004 government survey of 3,600 doctors found that 30% did not know that smoking could lead to heart disease and circulation problems. Unlike cigarettes in much of the world, Chinese brands carry no health warning on labels, although that is scheduled to change in 2011. Smoking with one hand and wielding a pair of chopsticks with the other, Li Na, 26, a secretary, was unapologetic as her 2-year-old son sat next to her at a restaurant here enveloped in a bluish haze. If you overprotect your children, they don't build their immunity, she said. Breathing a little smoke when they are small makes them stronger. At wedding parties, the bride often passes out Double Happiness brand cigarettes to guests, a tradition meant to enhance her fertility. Mourners at Chinese funerals are generously plied with smokes, and a handful burned at the graveside is meant to satisfy the craving of the deceased. When the police pull over a driver for a traffic infraction, a pack of cigarettes, not registration papers, is often the first thing pulled from the glove compartment. And during tough business negotiations, a round of smoking is an invaluable lubricant for a logjam. Cigarettes have an extra value in China that helps improve any social interactions, said Tang Weicang, a researcher at the China Tobacco Museum in Shanghai, a pro-smoking institution financed by China's tobacco industry. Smoking here is largely a male pastime. More than 60% of all men smoke, compared with 3% of women, and declining a cigarette is sometimes taken as an insult. Guo Fei, a non-smoker whose restaurant is largely smoke-free, said he would often accept a proffered cigarette and later throw it away. To reject a cigarette would make them lose face, he said. The nation's lukewarm efforts to curb smoking are complicated by the government's control over the tobacco industry, which provides about $31 billion in taxes each year, about 8% of the government's revenue. China produces a third of the world's tobacco, with more than 400 domestic brands offered at Beijing's ubiquitous tobacco shops. During a debate over anti-smoking measures last year, Zhang Baozhen, a vice director of the State Tobacco Monopoly Administration, warned that without cigarettes, the country's stability will be affected. Earlier this year, Beijing officials announced a ban on smoking in bars, restaurants, karaoke lounges, and massage parlors, but that proposal, opposed by business interests, quickly died. The new law only encourages eating and drinking establishments to set aside non-smoking areas. Few restaurants have obliged. It does not help that cigarettes are extremely cheap. Some of the more popular brands cost less than $0.5 a pack. With less than 5% of the market, foreign brands like Marlboro and Camel have made little headway. At Block 8, a fashionable Beijing nightclub, cigarettes dangled from the lips of half the patrons. The other half seemed to be taking a break from smoking, their cigarette packs set out before them. Emma Chuang, 32, a magazine fashion editor, said smoking made her thin and fueled her creativity. She said she would support a ban on smoking indoors, but that she would not quit until co-workers did. "Yes, I am addicted, but so is everyone else at the office," she said. "If we didn't smoke, I don't know how we would get anything done."